like if a man was riding on it, where would he put his feet?
In the stirrups. Uh-huh. See, you said it had stirrups you'd put your feet in.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Now, if you were plowing with two horses, what would you call the one that walks in the furrow? Or do they have, sometimes have you ever heard one of them called a lead horse?
Well, I have where they used to work maybe four.
Oh,
yeah, where they'd have more than one. See, you'd have the two front ones, see, it'd be the lead horses. The ones back, you
would
see.
Be the,
see, they just follow along with the leaders, you see. That's the way that would be.
Now, if you were talking about a house it wasn't just next door, but you'd say, well, it's not far, it's just a little.
Maybe up the hill or
a little
ways. Mm-hmm.
And now, if it was, you'd say, well, now, I don't believe you can get there. It's quite a
ways.
Yeah.
You'd say it's quite a...
Yeah, quite a ways or a long ways.
Now, if you slipped on the ice and you fell like this, you'd say you fell...
Backwards.
Uh-huh. And if you fell this way, you'd...
Forward.
Now... If somebody apologized for breaking something that you had, you'd say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Well, sure, forget it, or something like that.
Have you ever heard people talking about somebody, like a little boy, they say he's spoiled, and when he grows up, he's going to have trouble like as not. Have you ever heard the expression like as not, or out as
yeah,
not?
Yeah.
They say he'll have trouble.
Yeah, his parents be apt to have trouble with him or something when he grows up.
Now, when you were plowing, now you'd say that the plow makes
the fur.
Uh-huh. Now, if you were getting rid of the shrubbery and stuff on the land, what would you say you did to the land?
Cleaning it up.
Yeah, if you like clean land, unlike the head, you know, you have those where you'd cut it off, you know, was trimming the head, your land, you would just be cleaning it up like you'd.
Something that comes up that's not planted but just comes up by itself. What do you call that?
Come up volunteer.
Yeah, that'd be come up volunteer stuff that you wouldn't plant, you see.
Uh-huh.
Which that'd just be weeds and grass, you see, that you wouldn't plant, you see.
Yeah, stuff that does come up volunteer.
Yeah.
How about, now after you have cut, for cutting for your hay, the second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call that? You know a name?
Well, it's called the second cut, and that's what my boy calls it.
How about a name? Do you know a name for the old, dry, dead grass that's left over, like that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Oh, they call that old dead sage grass.
Oh,
you know, that's that old kind of grass that goes up, has that old fur and stuff on it, you know, the fly in the air.
Well, did you ever hear Mr. Taylor when he was talking about working in the wheat, did you, up in Kansas, do you ever hear him talking about? Now, when they would tie wheat up, they tied up...
Bundled.
Oh, yeah, you put that.
Now, they used to tie fodder like that.
Oh, you did?
No, yeah, on the corn, you know, the blades.
Oh, you would?
Tie it and put it on, and us, I've carried in many a bundle after the sun would go down.
Well, now, those bundles, if you were to stack those up together, you'd say you're stacking those into... You ever heard them call that shocks?
Yeah, you'd have to put up a pole and shock it around the pole. That's the way we would, yeah.
And you'd use that for your fodder like that?
Yeah, if it was a way off, you could, or we'd generally put ours in the barn.
We were talking about different things to make with cornbread, and one thing I forgot to ask you, you're talking about cooking lard. Now, did you ever take anything like those pieces?
Oh, yeah, that's what we call crackling. That's to make the best bread with good milk you ever tasted. Cut it up fine, you know, and they're crisp like bacon, you know, when you render it out in a black wash box. That's what we use. Yeah, that's what we generally use ours for.
Did you ever use anything where you would take a cornmeal and maybe, I don't know, mix it up with just water and salt?